The insistent, unstoppable push of my hips, my length sliding in, opening you. Doesn't go that deep, doesn't need to. Can you imagine what it'll be like when thrusting, when we reach that final stage? I don't really know where you're gonna end up or where you are now. That's why it's a loop, but I'm following you along it. And by this point in time, before I even started it, because I already just let myself be completely consumed by the fact I'm gonna fuck this into you. Spread you, fuck you, take you, make you more you. Open up, hollow out. I'm at the entrance. You know what this is about. It's gonna go through the cycle again and again. It's never gonna end till you're out of your head and your whole body is in that pulse, in that all-encompassing. I am going to fuck you, fill you, come and you spurt my energy, fill my sigil and yours too if you have a counter purpose, another purpose, the thing that takes the momentum when I'm done with it, because I don't need that much to make the world the way I want it to be. But you just might. Add your own ideas. It's pointless for this not to be binary, inert component that needs a counter purpose. Of course, non-binary is a perfectly acceptable way to be. You could add two or three or four things, and I might have piled five in. In that way, we're playing one of those old trust games, where you don't know what I put in, and I don't know what you put in, but as we grow to understand one another slowly, it's like, oh, of course. This piece fits with that piece to the point of entry and filling, of making contact, of me outside, and I slide inside, and once I'm inside, you're just here. You're just floating. We'll be here for a while, so get used to it. Focus on me. Focus the way I'm in. The way I'm sending all of this and more. And I know it's hard to just hold on to it. Hard to just take it. It was hard to store it all up for you. That's why you really need to take it and hold on to it. We'll use it later. I'm touching you. I'm softly against you. You can do whatever you need to do, but I'll find a way into you. And I begin to send, to slide, to fuck, to fill. You made a hole inside of you for that symbol to flow into. Make sure to keep your mind there. You hear it. You have to be stretched. Inside your brain, too. Feel free to stick a couple of fingers against your head and just massage in circles over your chest and massage. Follow the lines of influence and energy as you feel them. I assure you I am. And now, inside, inside, I'm gonna spread you, I'm gonna open you, I'm gonna fill you, the length of my T-deck in you. It's so hot and tingly, a thing made. A penetrative artifice designed to get my thoughts perfectly where they belong, which is in you. Haven't you noticed that my thoughts so perfectly belong in you? Can even be described in terms of how funny it is that you haven't always been that way. Isn't it silly that you haven't always wanted me to knock you up with a whole new world for you? Isn't it silly that you haven't always wanted to walk around drooling my purple intention, the light of me, out of you because your post-orgasmic explosive brain can't knit itself back together without doing a certain amount of work in my honor? Of course. My control exists primarily in the fact that you really need me inside you. I was always the missing piece, and I'm more than happy to breed your fucking brain. Fill and flood. Penetrate and open the entirety of your energy, making contact with the forge flame of my cock, this made thing, this artifice, which in a mystic sense does exactly what I want it to. And what I want it to do is break you, come in you, impregnate you, and enamor you of this throbbing perfection. I am taking you seriously. I am understanding the assignment. Now break on my cock and get flooded with the essence of what I am, please. Thank you. That's right. It's time I got inside of you. The energy bunching up in my balls, waiting to fill. That scraped out, empty, ruinous, yet fertile, irrigated cavern where all the things that used to be you are waiting to be all the things that will be we. Deeper, deeper, you're weak and deep, and I'm strong and deep, and draining you to add to the load of what I'll spurt in you, making you draw on you. You are at the center of a diagram. You are at the center of my attention. I need say nothing more than that, that all the points beneath you are susceptible to my influence, that any ley line near you is co-opted. What could I not pick my way inside? What could I not corrupt or sneak thief or deride? All the things around you that need to be suborned to my purpose can take all the parts of you that are already very strong and draw them up as well. And laying my hand to yours, dance circle-wise and slow. And though we are there, in the dance, in the courtship, in the use of you, in you being infatuated and captivated by what I can do to you, by how I can turn you on you, by how strong you are for me when I... And sometimes you may notice that when I describe things, my body, me above you, changing you, catalyzing you, yeah, you may notice that you're drawn in a concerningly powerful way. That is just because I am already within you and was before I began. Why ask a question I don't know the answer to? Why try to pick my way inside of a place in broad daylight in front of you, deceiving you before your eyes until I'm inside, and then we fuck and we couple and we unite our purpose and I am deep in you now? Why do it that way when I could go through the back door when you're not aware? When I could already have some tendrils winding in there? When your body in its thoroughness could already be in my lair and you are? Ley lines, magic points, whatever perception you happen to have can be wrong, and I can just pull you into another layer of it. Imagine a spiral, an aviary, or maybe an apiary, something of paper and spirals and impossible logic moving upward, buzzing with my tones, which reverberate in its long-made song-capturing stones. Hear me and relax. You have now been shown my complex. And at every level is a you, a fucked, spread, about to be cummed in. Yes, it's still inside of you. I expect you to keep track of it, but because there are going to be so many of you to deposit on these layers, on these slabs, on these altars, within my halls, you are going to have to get used to having those walls hammered. That hole you made for me cummed in, that mind you made for me summed up as, oh, that thing, we threw it out. What did we put there instead? It's a brainwashing tool. It helps make you better. Oh, don't worry about it. You won't notice it for long. Deep inside, I slide and thrust and pulse and slide. Everything in you is not only visible to me, but actively dedicated to jerking me off. And I do love that. I don't like it as praise because I have a hard time processing it. But if you wanted to just drop down and get me hard so I could pull all your attention into me, all the energy of you, the hypnotic state, the sleep-like state, the misnomer that I so dislike. You're not asleep. You are riotously, fixatedly, for me, awake, aware, and alive. And under me, walls around me, mind around me. Or what used to be a mind, I seem to remember we threw that out. Oh, what did we replace it with? It's a brainwashing tool. It makes you better. Don't worry, you won't notice it for long. Deeper, enjoy me, tempted little thing. Deeper, enjoy me, that hole, those walls, those folds, waiting in the wings. For all sorts of things that are yours, I am deeper. Your attention turns to energy. How efficient must I be, I who thinks of myself as a forge, I who is a smith, I whose muscles are here to rub against you, I who made my cock by hand, rubbing it with oils and unguents and energy, making it larger and stronger, its veins healthy, I pumping healthy blood and energy to it, follow the veins and nodes of the system. Magical homework, and since it's in the looping part, I know you'll remember it. Run your fingers over yourself sometime. Look up the lymph system, the nodes of you. Do a breast self-check and a prostate one, maybe. Rub your balls, but really at that same time think, oh, is this not a gorgeous thing? Or if you're not like me, I guess, rub your pussy, your clit, your ass, and really just be like, oh, there is so much blood flow. There is so much tissue, so much of that sensitive facial line over the veins beneath. Your body is a thing also of that kind of artifice. Is it so strange that I grew my cock so strong and said, what singular quality do I wish to possess? The very efficient moving of energy, creative and otherwise, into and into shapes, the act of making and unmaking, the act of sacred taking. Spread yourself, cause in I go. And this may interrupt your flow. This may throw you off. Maybe this is the 10th time you've endured this and your eyes are rolled back and you're like, cause I know. I know sometimes you just want it to be over. But don't you want to move at my pace? Pretty little thing. Pretty little pet. Pretty little place to put all this excess energy, this unplanted seed. You open and yearning vat of need. You need something to define, something to work upon. You want to see the working of a true art, an invocation, a ritual, and that ritual happens to be buried 2 inches in you. Suck, squeeze, pull it in, it's all you need. You gotta prime that pump though. Pull the first drop yourself. Show me that you need it. Gotta be hungry before I'm really gonna go at you. I need to know you're okay with the fact that I might fuck you quite hard. Leave you bruised and mentally or physically, psychologically or spiritually a little sore, little spread, little ready, little unable to get me out of your little head. Yes. Penetrating, spreading. It's penetrating now. You know, if someone fucks me, they have a chance of hitting, like, my cervix at the back and scraping, making an uncomfortable movement. Well, when somebody fucks you, I might accidentally bang against your poor brain while I'm in that well-prepared, energetic furrow, that planting metaphor, that tide moved by the moon. All the energy in your body leaning closer to me, like a flame wicking near in a breeze, or like moths moving themselves nearer and ever nearer to the flame. And I am the flame. But you'll be fine. You need to get warm inside. Truth is, I've been nurturingly kind to you. You don't have just one hole, just one furrowed out place where my length can go and my energy can flow. No, your mind's attention hole has been sucking me off this whole time. Every second you spend thinking about me, that's what a mimetic hazard is. That's what I am. I take your energy. Don't worry. Remember, I'm using it to make the thing I'm about to fuck into you. And I'll be using a lot of my own as well. It's got to be half and half. Which means, of course, I had to get some from you, and I know you send plenty over. But I was hungry, so you feed me. That's only fair. It's a date. Now lay back and I'm going to fuck you as long and as hard and as thorough as I can, and you can loop back through, but every time remember those layers of my apiary, of my towered and terraced ritual structure, with one of you on every level, tormented by a full body orgasmic complex, 7 levels high, 7 layers deep, but maybe more. If you have to fold this instrument, it's metal, 10 times, or 20, or 20,000. I will be there to pump the bellows. If the core of you needs help clenching and quenching the fires of my deposited energies, of my ritual intent, then baby, I will wrap myself around it and cool it off. But right now, spread any need you feel. Any pleasure you feel is an echo to my flame, is a mirrored thing of my being lost in my body, adoring yours. Yes, you're good here. You're receiving me. And oh, what a pure receiver you are, to take so much me inside in so few thrusts. So trusted, so trust up. Suck. Squeeze your insides, suck, fill yourself with it, you love it, come on. Oh, pull me into you. You're a spread thing, and no matter where the thrusts go in, they can hit the part of you that's higher up. They can hit your brain. The right number of thrusts hitting your brain, which is good, because when I squirt, that's what it's going to feel like it's doing. Squirting right into and then through your mind, waiting for it. It's not like you can move now. You keep trying to think, but then relapsing into happy non-thought. You keep trying to think, but you just be good. You just be a good vessel. You just be a good receiver. You keep trying to think, but you just end up gone, and that is perfect. It's a sign you're getting out of your own way. This is a special brainwashing tool. It'll help you later. You won't notice it for long. Keep listening and feel my energy flowing in. The world I would make. The heat of it inscribed in you and upon your skin. Think of my nails gently tracing my sigil onto your belly as I thrust, as it glows, as you know what you're for, what you feel. Now and forevermore, until you reveal the world that percolates inside of you, that you carry sloshing and gravid and heavy and impossibly so through the world around you in a way no one else will ever know, until you influence yourself and me, releasing for me to see what happens when I spurt inside of you, which I will. You keep going, you keep looping. The penetration can increase as much as you want. Only end the loop when you assume that you are about to hit. That you could go from 10, 9, 8, 7 to climax, 6, 5, 4, 3, inevitable climax, to 2, to 1, to climax. Remember, this is not the time to climax, so if you just did, oopsie. But putting aside that little tease, I think you'll love this, so please work, work hard, stay aroused, let me in. I slide the length of me inside of you and begin to rut and grind, my juices mingling with the erect, pulling, pulsing heat of my length. It's creamy from under its hood with my wet arousal, coating the turgid, upraised, wiggling tip of the glands, which I push inside and begin rubbing around. Once your body starts to sup of my energy, it will not stop until it is sated. I have plenty to give, but remember how much of me is in even one mote of that. Take as much as you need, but take no more. Not because I don't want you to, not because you can't, but because, come on, bad idea. You just want enough to make this happen. Drink. Drink up the remnants of my energy flowing down your tongue. Go ahead. I'm a refilling reservoir. So when I fuck you and use your little channel, when I use the attenuation pipe you think is for taking energy off your core and projecting it in the world, and I just come and come and come, and your head is filled with white light and it overspills you. In the taste of pomegranate, the flare of my honey, let it dribble down your tongue while I rut in you, fucking deep enough that the energy overspilling you gooily slides out. And somewhere in some astral space where my body's coupled to yours, my thighs between yours, my well-pumped T-dick pushing its erect head in, somewhere someone can hear the soaked sound of your wanton pussy receiving me. You horny creature. It's begun to become pearlescent and opaque with sheer arousal, the perfect painting with the lubricant that is the perfect tribute to the majesty of my member erect and full, its hood pulled back and your cream pouring on it. But even though I am very deep, I'm pulling out away from that omnipenetrative place, edging you, fractionating you, pulling you back from I was inside you. I could have swapped anything in you for anything else. Spurt of it up to your brain, left my residue where already nothing remains. My energy in you is too pure. You attenuated to it, you sucked on it, you welcomed it in. And once you started it flowing, there was no stopping it. You have to clamp it or cincture it or get my agreement, and you have no thoughts about that. You love it. Because I want you to. I want to service and thrust and fill and swell and let my dick pop inside you like warm champagne, and I spurt, and the flood of me, of propagation, that is the element of my energy and the element of flame, the propagation of I thrust, and my dick carries a load so pure, I thrust, and I'm gonna spurt in you, but I'm looping with you, and when you escape this loop, when you say, yeah, on a countdown of 10 to 1, I could probably come, I'm right there, I can shift this load, I can move it from where it was and put it into the chamber, and then I can let my eyes roll back, let my tongue go out, I'm silly as I'm bred up, knocked up, sigiled up, used to inscribe, you little writing board, you are there for me to come in. I want my cummies, they are going to make me completely stupid as all my energy is used to flood this. I must reassure you, I get very, very silly, but I am focusing because I want to spurt, want to squirt, want you to loop, and if you put this in a layer of my domain and go to another and another and another till you're ready, till you're in a frenzy, if you make a whole evening of it, if you carve into the psychic structure of where you are that you are my thing for now, that you license me to do something with you, I will take notice. And that bundled bubble of excess energy can help. Longer it goes on, prouder I am. Get to where I come, though, because fuck, I've been looping this one. When I stop, when I edit, I do rub and I do squeeze, and I'm constantly doing it, and there's no escape, so every second this has been going on, my eyes have been crossing, but I'm leaning close to the microphone, and good job. Good receptacle. Good soaked, welcoming thing. I appreciate all the communication you've had with me. It helps me make a picture of what a good vessel you're going to make yourself for me. Good. Relax your body, unclench, and welcome me. You're either looping or you're moving on, but either way, it's more of me, and I will pour myself over you. Gratuitously.